No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and last Saturday, if you listened to The Mark Wyatt Show, you heard Brian Larson with Carry the Load as he shared about what Carry the Load does to recognize military members, veterans, and first responders. During that conversation, Brian mentioned Greg Washington and the walk that he is currently undertaking. He is in the state of Alabama right now in Demopolis, and I would like to welcome Greg Washington to The Mark Wyatt Show. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate you having me on.
I want to say right off that I'm glad that you were able to take a quick break to go and watch your son graduate from high school.
Man, look, it's all about being present. And so to take on this big task of, you know, raising awareness for PTSD and complicated grief and wanting to end suicide, I couldn't take away from wanting to be dad and be there for my son. So I had to do a tactical pause so that I could go be there for him on one of his milestones.
You are a veteran yourself. You're an entrepreneur and a mental health influencer. Currently, you are in the middle of a walk. If you will, share with my listeners why you are walking right now, Greg.
Yes, I graduated from the United States Military Academy. I was a freshman when 9/11 happened. And so me and my class, we knew we were going to war. And so I commissioned as an infantry officer. I deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq. And we took the fight to the enemy every chance we could. The military is great. They teach you the core values of leadership, and they teach you about protecting and defending our country. What I wasn't prepared for was my transition out of the military. I sustained injuries myself, as well as I lost my two best friends to combat. And I went through a state of depression, and I'll backtrack and share some stats. 22 veterans die a day from suicide. There have been more veterans to die by suicide from 2007 to present than those that were killed in the Vietnam War. I was almost one of those 22. And I thought, if my transition out the military was this tough, I can only imagine how tough it is for those other veterans and service members that don't have the resources nor the tribe to connect to get help. And so I started the Walk to Honor as part of my nonprofit, and our goal is to raise awareness to the suicide rate that's going on amongst our veterans and our youth. And so I'm doing an 1,800-mile walk. I started at Mount Bayou, Mississippi. I'm going to go through Fayetteville, North Carolina, or Fort Bragg, and then on up to West Point, New York. And so that's 11 states. It's 25 stops. And each one of these stops, we're going to be hosting these mental health rallies where we're connecting communities to local and state resources when it comes to mental health. And we're going to be having these conversations to silence the stigmas around getting help.
Greg, you just alluded to the fact that you very well could have been one of the 22. Let's talk about isolation and suffering in silence when someone who is battling mental illness, the challenges that they face, if they go into isolation, they suffer in silence. What is the damage that can occur there?
Yeah, so the increased risk factors to suicide, the top three are isolation, toxic relationships, and finances. And so when a soldier or a person goes through, you know, those things, that always increases their chance of suicide. Now, when you look at today's military and how we can conduct business when it comes to war, back in the day, it used to take months to go to war. With technology and how we move today, we could be deployed tomorrow and back within 72 hours. And so that transition of going from being a warfighter to having a transition quickly back into the civilian world is tough on a lot of soldiers. And then you couple, you know, that with the expectation that we're supposed to just come home and be okay and not really be able to have the resources or the support system to back that up. That'll make it hard for any soldier. And that was one of the things that I found myself having to deal with. I sustained injuries myself. And so when I was out the Army, my goal was to be a career military soldier. I wanted to make general. And when I found that I was no longer going to be in the military, I lost my purpose. I had gone through family issues. Because I was the breadwinner in the family and I was the one to help my family out the most, I had racked up an excessive amount of debt, just helping family out. And I was about to lose my mom to cancer. And so all that set in on top of the survivor's remorse that I couldn't be there to help save my friends in their time of need, and I lost them. And so I couldn't find answers at the bottom of a liquor bottle. Even though I was going to treatments to get help, it was still hard to deal with. And so I found myself spiraling into a depression. I found myself one day with a gun in hand, getting ready to end it all. And I didn't feel sorry for myself. I was tired. I was in so much pain physically because I had chronic migraine headaches. I had nerve damage. My body hurt. My heart hurt because I had lost two people that were so close to me. And I was getting ready to lose my mom as well. And just everything was falling apart. And depression, severe depression, PTSD, and even those thoughts of suicide, it sets in like a storm. And if it wasn't for my baby cousin, who was about 11, 12, around that age at the time, she called me in the midst of my darkest hour. And it was a real simple phone call, real simple check-in. Hey, cousin Greg. Hey, baby, what's going on? Me and mommy, we broke. We're going to Wally World to go window shop. You want to come with us? She didn't even know what was going on. That one simple phone call changed my life. I call her my little angel. And so I take my story and I compare it to another guy named Kevin Hines, who I hadn't met yet. And so Kevin Hines, he's out in California. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. He took a bus, and all he wanted was someone just to ask if he was okay. And no one did. And by the time he got to the bridge, he just felt like it was something that he had to do. And so he looked over, took a step back, and he jumped, and he instantly regretted it. And the only way he survived once he hit the water at that velocity and speed would shatter, you know, some of his lower half. He was saved by a sea lion. A sea lion kept him afloat until a nearby vessel was able to rescue him. And I thought the difference between him and I, or the common theme, was that we didn't have a plan. And so who are your three good friends, who are your three battle buddies that you can call upon in your darkest hour to help talk you off the ledge, that can check in, or you can check in with? Do you know your primary care provider's number that you can be able to set up an appointment with? Do you know your mental health counselor's number that you'll be able to call? And at the very least, you know the crisis hotline. I'm on this journey of healing, because I've started mine and I want others to start theirs. And I want people to know that we can end veteran suicide, that we can end suicide, but it starts with me and it starts with each and every one of you. And so if we can make enough noise between now and September, when I get to West Point, New York, and hopefully COVID allows me to be able to talk with and interact with the cadets, I want them to understand that the fold that they're coming into and the leadership challenges and this awesome responsibility that they have when it comes to taking care of soldiers, taking care of our soldiers that have raised their hand honorably to serve and to fight, and are now coming home and having to reintegrate back into normal life. And so it's a call to action for those, and not just military, but civilians as well, to start their journey.
I want to take a quick break, Greg, if it's okay, and then come back. And I want to talk about to not have the stigma associated with seeking help, because I think one of the biggest hurdles, and you mentioned it, who are the three friends? Who are the contacts? People that are in that situation where they're ready to take their life aren't necessarily at a juncture where they're wanting to reach out necessarily to people. But to get over that hurdle, I want to talk about that when we come back, because I know that there are people out there who may be on the brink. I do want to speak to the person who may be on the fence about that and needing somebody to talk to. Okay, Greg?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Greg Washington. He is on an 1,800-mile walk to bring awareness to suicide. I want you to think about someone you care about, someone maybe that's isolated right now who has cut themselves off from family and friends and their community, and think about what you can do to reach out. As Greg mentioned, just a simple phone call that spared Greg's life and helped him to move forward to help others. I hope you'll stick with us during this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is John from John's Ricky Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Trust the mic.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Greg Washington, who is on a walk to honor. It's 1,800 miles, 11 states. We have been talking about the purpose of this, and I would like to know how you came up with that name and let listeners know who may have missed it in the first segment exactly why you're walking today.
So I came up with a walk to honor in... The name has two meanings, but the main meaning is understanding your why and having a strong why, and is to honor those folks that are still here fighting, and for you to keep fighting, because every struggle that you're going through, every day that you wake up, to fight, quote unquote, those demons, hey, it's worth it. It's worth it. I want to say a person dies twice, once in the physical form and the last time their name is spoken. So my why, my strong why, is that I had made a promise to my two friends that I was going to make a difference. And so to be able to walk and share this message and bring this awareness, and also to talk about them, Emily Perez and Scotty Pace, it's my way of making sure that their name and their legacy lives on forever.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about, too, non-habit-forming options because of side effects that are created through certain prescription drugs. We want to talk about the fact that there needs to be a plan set up for a person that can be a long-term plan, not something that somebody decides, well, I'm not going to use this because of the side effects, to help combat mental health conditions. But habit-forming drugs can create a major problem as well, as we think about the side effects of some of them.
Correct. Correct. That's very true. It is one of those things where when you think about like habit forming drugs, when you think about all of the prescription drugs, and not just prescription drugs, but more so opioids, right? Opioids was a rising pandemic in our country as well. And so for many veterans and for our youth, right, that are going through things, it's one thing just to go to the doctor and tell them and ask them what's wrong with you. It's another to be able to take control, right? And so being able to understand what your body's going through, being able to define it, because I strongly believe that once you define it, you can put a name to it, and then we can put a game plan to overcome it. And so to learn about what your body's going through and about the different medicines and medications that you're going through, and even to sit down and have a conversation with your doctors about, hey, okay, look, I don't necessarily want to be on opioids. What are some alternative medicines, right, that can be prescribed or that I can take that will help deliver the same results or relief? And so people being able to have those conversations with their providers and to be able to gain that knowledge or research and understand that knowledge of what they're going through, I think it helps the person put themselves in a better chance to heal.
You know, Greg, when I saw the Frito chip bag last week and I reached out to carry the load, I had no earthly idea what it would lead to. But after talking to Brian Larson, and he was very proud of the walk that you're on right now and what you're doing, and he mentioned it, as I said last Saturday during the show, I wanted to reach out to you. I wanted to encourage you through your walk to let you know that I appreciate what you're doing, like Brian does. We've got to see where there's a brighter future for people who are struggling.
That's the brighter future, right? It is one of those things where everybody's on their own individual journey, right, to heal, to get started. And I will say that there's no cookie cutter way of making it right.
Right.
But to be able to understand the options that are out there for you, and to know that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. I think that's the biggest part. And I love what's happening amongst us now, because we're starting to bring mental health to the forefront of our conversation.
Yes.
And we're starting to break down those stigmas of asking for help or just knowing that it's okay not to be okay. Right? But the thing about not being okay, and it's okay to acknowledge it, but we can't stay down. We got to get up. We got to dust ourselves off. And just like this walk, we got to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. And Greg, I want you to share with people right now how you want them to follow A Walk to Honor, what you want them to do to be a part of this effort, because I know there are people listening right now who have heard your message and want to be a part of this as well.
I would love to have you all follow me. I'm currently in Demopolis, Alabama, and I am headed towards Columbus, Georgia, to Fort Benning. And so for all of you Alabamians, is that what we call them?
That's right, Alabamians.
Right. I appreciate you sharing the road with me and showing, you know, the love as I come to your city. If you want to follow, go to gregcwashington.com and click on A Walk to Honor, and you'll be able to get more information about the nonprofit and what we're doing. You'll be able to donate through the page, either using PayPal or Stripe. And you can also sign up to come walk with me or just follow the progress, as well as be a part of our rally, right, when we come to, like, certain areas. So, I just think it's an exciting time because it's an opportunity for people on an individual level and us as a nation to grow together stronger.
I totally agree, Greg. And I hope that listeners right now will go to Greg C. Washington, the Facebook page, go and like it and follow A Walk to Honor. If you want to be a part of this effort, you can watch videos that Greg's been doing as he is updating on his walk. I've seen people walking with you, and I want to tip my hat to those people too as well who have decided to be a part of your team to walk with you and to be an encouragement to you as well, Greg.
I appreciate that as well. And for those that have walked with me, because honestly, I thought I was going to have to start this journey alone, and I was willing to. And it's been one of those things where, and I would tell you this, I don't know how much time we got.
Plenty.
So my team was like, Greg, you should wait another year and we should plan this out so that we get max coverage, max, you know, exposure so that we can make this thing big. And I told them, I said, hey, look, well, if 22 veterans die a day and you guys are wanting me to wait 365 days, I was like, I can't do it. And then what happened at the beginning of this year is I played football at the United States Military Academy. And I had a teammate that we had to watch his last moments on Facebook Live as he took his life. And I told him, I said, look, I can't. I said, I got to go now. You guys got to catch up with me. Because there's somebody out there that needs to know that suicide isn't the answer. If there's someone, they are wondering what they should do with their life or if they should end it, this is that sign, that message, that no, suicide is not the answer. It never will be. And I've just been walking by faith. So I started out, it was just me and my dad, and we were in, like everybody calls them Sweet Papa. It was just me and Sweet Papa, and we were in the truck. And one of my mentors, a retired three-star general, asked me what I was doing, and I was like, sir, you know, this is the mission. This is what I'm doing. This is what I feel like my purpose is. I'm moving out. And he made a couple of phone calls, and within 10 to 14 days of me being on the walk, we had an RV that was donated to us. And that has made it so much more easier for us to travel these long roads and move because it's one less logistical hurdle that we're having to overcome. And so I got to give a shout out to my mentor and to Lazy Days for believing in me and in the cause and to help us reach, you know, a wider audience. And so, Mark, I want to thank you as well. But I started in Mount Bayou. I made it to Jackson. And then we went, we did a rally in Huntsville. And then this past week, we're in Montgomery. And so now we're headed to Columbus, Georgia, and then Atlanta, and then Fort Gordon. We're going to make our way on up to Fayetteville, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, and then to D.C., and on up to West Point, New York. Fayetteville, North Carolina is my hometown. My dad's hometown, where we're from, is Mount Bayou, Mississippi. And so for me, Mount Bayou has a significance because that's where I went to unplug when I was going through. Being able to go back home to my roots and be around family and just be in an environment where everything slows down to a pace that was comfortable for me, that made a difference. That self-care made a difference. And so what I found out about Mount Bayou was that it's one of the first official Black recognized towns in the U.S. A newly freed slave was allowed to purchase an 800-acre swamp at the end of slavery. And his mantra to these other newly freed slaves were, if you could work from sun up to sundown for your master, you could work from sun up to sundown for yourself. And now, with this, there's more than just pain and suffering in our history. There is grit, there is strength, there is resilience. And so that same grit, strength, and resilience is the message that I want to share to let people know that there is more than just pain and suffering in our history. But there's strength. There's grit, the resilience that we can pull from. And it's the same grit, strength, and resilience that I feel a person needs in order to save themselves.
Grit, gratitude, greatness, raising awareness to the growing suicide rate amongst veterans and civilians in the United States of America. And I want people to support your cause, Greg, and I'll try to find a place where I can meet up with you. I'm, like I said, I'm sorry that I didn't know about this soon enough to catch you in Huntsville, Alabama.
Look, come meet me in Atlanta. Atlanta, we're going to do it big.
What day will you be in Atlanta, Greg?
We'll be in Atlanta June 2nd to June 7th. And so we have multiple events lined up while we're out there. And we will just be going out and connecting with the community, just having these conversations about mental health. And the challenge to everyone that I meet is, have you checked in? One, have you checked in with yourself? And two, have you checked in with a vet or a friend or a family member or a loved one that you hadn't spoken with in a while, and you just called and checked in on them? And so if you and all your listeners would do me that one favor, it'll make a world of difference, just like it did to me when my little cousin called.
I read where you said, Greg, breaking the stigma, if you don't talk about it, it didn't happen. So talk about it.
When you think about these stigmas, when you think about mental health, especially in the military and in the workforce, and also with our kids, our youth, right? When it comes to the workforce, if we talk about mental health or if we talk about, you know, not being okay, it's that fear of not getting promoted or, you know, having a career advancement killer. It's not true. Everybody needs someone to talk to. Because if you wait until you're at your breaking point, you're not going to be as effective and as efficient in your leadership role that the rest of your team is going to need you to be. And then also the myth of, oh, well, if I talk about suicide, then people are more prone to do it. That myth is a lie. There's actual data points that says that that myth is not true. So being able to have these tough conversations with our youth about suicide, about depression, and just checking in with them to make sure that they're okay, what a difference it'll make, especially for them.
And if this conversation reaches one person today, Greg, if it makes a difference in the life of one person and they decide to reach out, then it's worth the time and the effort put into your walk, everything that has gone into what you're doing for one person. So if one person is listening right now and they want to reach out and they want to have peace in their life, have someone to talk to share, to pull themselves up from the brink where they're thinking about taking their life, I hope that this message will encourage you to not take your life, but to seek help and to know that there are people who do care about you and want you to live. You can make a difference living, and there is someone in your life that you are here to make a difference for, and don't give up and don't quit. And Greg, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate the fact that you could join me here on the Mark White Show. And I do again encourage people to go to gregcwashington.com, follow you on Facebook at Greg C. Washington to follow your journey as you make this trip. And I think I will make it out to Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll make plans for that.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And if I could leave with one piece of advice, and this is something that I'm following along this journey that I call life. As I travel this road, if I can do good, let me do it now, for I may not get a chance to pass this way again. And so, if there's a person that's out there that is suffering in silence, if there's a person that's out there that doesn't have a tribe to connect to, you can connect to me and mine. And if you are along this journey that I'm walking, I'm more than willing to come walk to you, to shake your hand, to get to know you. And if those that hear this, that one little simple act of kindness, asking, are you okay, if checking in with a friend, family, or loved one, it can go a long way to someone that you might not even know that's suffering in silence. And so, Mark, thank you. And to you and all your fans, I hope y'all stay safe, stay focused, and stay engaged.
Thank you, Greg. And you stay safe too, my friend. And it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to talk to me about what you're doing to combat veteran suicide and civilian suicide. Means a lot, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Greg Washington. He's on an 1,800-mile walk, a walk to honor, and I hope that you will join forces with Greg and support this effort. So go to gregcwashington.com, follow him on Facebook at Greg C. Washington. When we come back, we're going to have Kelsey Kendrick on the show to share about a special fundraiser that she has organized for Katie Taylor and her family as Katie battles leukemia. After that, we'll have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Special kind of hero, hero. An ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Yeah.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and
welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I saw a post from my friend Amy Taylor yesterday, and she was asking specifically for prayers for her daughter-in-law, Katie, who is currently at UAB being treated for leukemia. She also shared a fundraiser helping the Taylor family. I reached out to the organizer, Kelsey Kendrick, to talk about this fundraiser, which is growing very fast. I'm impressed with how quickly the support is being generated for this family. They must be an amazing family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kelsey.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for organizing this fundraiser, and I'm really thrilled at how quickly it's growing. It's doing very well right now.
It is. We are very pleased with the progress of it, and just hope to see it continue to grow.
And as we mentioned, the young lady's name is Katie. She's a mom of two children and the wife of Austin, and she's currently being treated at UAB for leukemia. And any money that is raised through this GoFundMe will be used to cover any expenses or bills that need to be paid, because we know that those things don't stop.
Correct. Yes. This was something that me and my husband felt led to do. Of course, you know, prayer is the greatest gift right now for them. And as we all know, bills don't stop. Medical bills will add up, regardless of, you know, your insurance coverage. So we just felt that it would be nice to have some kind of safety net, no matter how big or small it could be for them. So we started it, and we didn't tell them about it initially. But Austin, it made it around to him, and he saw it and reached out. And he's extremely thankful for anything, but they are just asking, you know, for prayers, of course.
I have a two-year-old right now. His name's Baker Shoemaker, and he's from Fairview, Alabama, and his parents last month took him to the doctor because they thought he had strep, and they found out he too had leukemia, and they're doing a fundraiser this Saturday, May the 29th. I wanted to help that family, and then we see Katie, and we want, obviously, Katie to get better. We want the very best for the family as they battle this. What type of person is Katie? What makes you want to help to organize a fundraiser like this for her and her family?
To know Katie and to know Austin is to love them. They're good people. They're genuine. Katie's a wonderful mom. She has a 7-year-old little girl, and her son will turn 4 in June. She's just a good person. She has a good soul and a good heart. And I know if the shoes were reversed, that, you know, they wouldn't hesitate to help. So as soon as Austin went public with the news, then we decided to go ahead and just start this and start, you know, building some kind of financial safety net for them.
When we talk about the response so far, and there are times where we wonder, are there people who love us, who care about us? And when something like this does happen, I believe families like the Taylors really begin to see how much people do care about them and want to support them and love them very deeply.
Yes, they have a great family support. I know the Austin's mom, Miss Taylor, the one that you saw the post with, she's very active in their life, and so is Katie's parents. Wonderful grandparents, and they're taking care of the kids through all of this. They have a really great group of friends, and the way that we met them was through arm wrestling. And I know it's not a huge sport, but there is a huge family that comes along with that. And that was another reason that we were led to, you know, start this for them, is because there are so many people that would be honored to help them in any way. And at the end of the day, we don't want, you know, any kind of financial burden. We just want Austin to be able to continue to focus and be there with Katie. He has not left her side during this. And it's just hard when you go from 2 incomes down to none for a little bit. So,
and for listeners who want to help Katie and the Taylor family, where can they find the GoFundMe? What can they do either with GoFundMe or off of GoFundMe to be able to help this family?
Pray for them. All of this was, of course, out of the blue, and no family ever even imagines that they could be in this situation. Just to give you a little quick rundown, they got the diagnosis on Monday. Tuesday night, she was transferred to UAB to begin her treatment. From what we understand, it's all going to be very aggressive, and she is very sick right now. She's also developed pneumonia. They are just going to be super aggressive with her treatment. So there's no time frame with how long the treatment will take, or, you know, just the process in general. So praying is the first thing that they ask people continue to do. And then secondly, the GoFundMe can be found It's called Helping the Taylor Family. I posted it on my personal Facebook page, and we have tagged Austin in it. So that can be found under Kelsey Kendrick on Facebook. It can be found under Austin Taylor on Facebook, or even Adam Kendrick, which is my husband. He posted it publicly also.
Great. We want to make sure that everyone knows how to help this family, the Taylor family, and help Katie as she moves forward with her leukemia battle. And Kelsey, I want to say that I appreciate you stepping up and your husband stepping up to do this fundraiser for friends. And I hope that it's an encouragement to other people as they listen, wherever they are right now, to think about ways that they can help people that are near and dear to them, people that they care about, and come up with opportunities or find opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others. That's what the Mark White Show is about. And so thank you for stepping up and trying to make a difference in the Taylor family's life.
It's an absolute honor just to be able to be there for them. Like I said, they did not ask for this. It's something that we felt led to do. And I just happened to be the one that had the time to set it up and get it all going. So it's just, it's an honor. And anything, donation, no matter how big or small it is tremendously appreciated by the Taylor family. And it will all go to them directly. And they can use it, you know, how they see fit during this process.
You know, it's interesting because in the next segment, I'm going to have Kyla Carter, who has a segment called Kyla's Corner, joining us on the show. And she's going to talk about finding your own path and being unique. And I think that making a difference is a very unique path to take. I think it's going to be a great segment to tie into this as we think about ways that we can make a difference overall, be influence in people's life for positive things.
Like I said, it's an honor just to have them as friends, and if any little help that we can do will ease them in any way, then we are extremely happy to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Kelsey Kendrick, and I appreciate you taking time to share about the fundraiser for the Taylor family. Again, they can go to GoFundMe and then search Helping the Taylor Family, and that's for Katie, who's currently battling leukemia at UAB. So we're going to keep the Taylor family in our prayers. And thank you again, Kelsey, for joining me on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Folks, as I said, when we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
These are my kind of people. Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece or the perfect picture. I don't just fit in with the crowd. I stand out. I don't just go with the trends. I've got my own style. You can see me coming from a mile. I'm not your average.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. I find that there is so much pressure to fit into what the world deems normal. A lot of the time, people will sacrifice their own happiness just to fit in with everyone else. Now, if you know me, you know that I do the exact opposite. I even wrote a song about it called Average Puzzle Piece, which is all about being true to who you are, embracing your differences, and accepting that you may never fit into the puzzle that our world or environment deems as normal. Being a teenager is especially hard. There is constant pressure from peers to fit in and do things that others are doing, whether it is dressing like your peers,
acting a certain way or doing things that you just might not be comfortable with. And just when you think you have outgrown peer pressure, it strikes again! It is very common for adults to feel the same way in a work environment from coworkers or business rivals. Since this pressure to conform can highly influence your success or failure, I'm encouraging you to stand your ground, learn to say no, and remain focused on your goals, wishes, and dreams. Only do something because you want to do it, not because others tell you to. It takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to your enemies, but even more to stand up to your peers, coworkers, friends, and family. Make sure you are doing what's right for you and your happiness. Everyone is unique in their own way. That's why I love our world so much. Everyone has a different story, background, and personality. You will never meet the same exact person over again. There isn't a beauty standard we must follow or a certain job you must have. Think about me. Lots of people judge me for having a unique childhood. Instead of going to birthday parties or playing hide and seek, I was performing on some of the biggest stages in the world. People often say that I missed out, but I feel the exact opposite. If I gave in to the pressure of society and decided to have a normal childhood, I would not be who I am today. Not even close. I found my happiness and followed my dreams. When I am making a big decision, I like to look at things long term. I like to ponder over questions like, how will this affect my life? How will this affect my future? Do I really want to do this? Those simple questions help me figure out what I want to do, not what others want me to do. And most importantly, take a risk. If you have a dream that's different or unique, go for it. Be creative and express yourself. Life is too short to worry about what other people think. So live your happy and live your life, as I do. Sunny side up. I'll always know that
I'm enough. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Lance Weir. Lance is part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound.
I did have a non-service connected injury while I was in the Marine Reserves, August 8, 1993. I took my hat off, dropped it into a river, and went in after it head first. And ultimately, that was a bad decision, which led to paralysis, not only in my legs, but my upper body as well. So that's called quadriplegia. And 26 years later, who would ever been think that I would say that I feel like I'm one of the luckiest men alive. Mark, I've got to experience things and meet people and see things that I'm not sure that I ever would have had this event not happened in my life. You know, I wasn't able to look at it from a glass half full perspective for about the first half of this journey. But once I was able to learn to look at it from that perspective, I do know I've been given a lot of wonderful opportunities, a lot of incredible resources, and have been surrounded by very incredible people that if you take the time to try to learn and learn from and listen, you know, you can improve your life. And that's ultimately what's happened to me, you know, since connecting with CAF reconnected me with the Marine Corps, Mark, which was something that had been missing from my life. And now I feel as connected to the Marine Corps as I ever did. And that's a direct result from Operation Rebound. I got to compete at a very high level, which would have never happened before.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Colonel Patricia Collins served in the U.S. Army as a communications officer from 1991 to 2015. In 2006, after returning from Iraq, she was struck by a car while bicycling to work.
I just come home from Iraq. I didn't have a scratch on me, but I got hit by a car riding my bicycle to work about a mile and a half from my office. May of 07, actually, I had a below knee amputation. Waking up immediately in the hospital, the first thing I did was check and make sure they amputated the correct leg, which they did, obviously. And then I guess I had mentally made this decision that one chapter is closing and another one is opening. You can't look back. You made this decision and now everything moves forward from there. It was challenging to go through rehabilitation and learn to walk with a prosthetic leg and learn to do everything all over again, right? I have never once regretted that decision, and I had a lot of support from people around me. I certainly had the really great examples in my workplace who had lost limbs and were really a source of encouragement and kind of my second family of, you know, if you have a funny, crazy question and you don't know who to ask, you can just walk down the hall to your fellow amputee and say, hey, does this ever happen to you? Or how do you fix this? You know, I can still say 13 years later, I'm still finding new challenges to put in front of me. My prosthetic leg hasn't really slowed me down.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Chris Hope with the Chris Hope Foundation. The Chris Hope Foundation's mission is to touch lives, empower families, and fight back against childhood cancer and other life-threatening illnesses.
People who know about St. Jude's and pediatric cancer, but their knowledge is extremely limited. I mean, because that was me 6-7 years ago. The only thing that I knew that there was St. Jude and kids with cancer were treated there, but never knew about the impact that it had on the family's lives beyond the treatment that the kids get and how much families are impacted, financial difficulties, whether it be relationships with family members, because not only are the parents affected, but the entire family circle is affected. So this is something that we wanted to bring awareness to, along with the support that the kids need, whether it comes to celebrate birthdays or comes to celebrate no more chemo parties. We look forward to each spring when we reveal some new things. So this year we're focused more on our slogan, which is helping hands, giving hope. So it's more of that that's on display. on the website. You know, my main objective is to not say no. We are full volunteer staff, and full volunteer includes me. We are passionate about what we do. We get excited when we're able to help families and, you know, be a positive impact in somebody's life. So, yeah, shout out to the CHL team for sure.
You can find out more about the Chris Hope Foundation by going to chrishopefoundation.org. You can also follow them on social media via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Yesterday afternoon, I had Leanne Bennett reach out to me about Baker Shoemaker of Fairview, Alabama. His family went to the doctor thinking he had strep, and he was diagnosed with leukemia.
Precious little two-year-old child. He had been running a fever off and on. His family took him to the doctor thinking that he had strep throat. In less than 3.5 hours, they were sitting at Children's Hospital in Birmingham. And then 2 hours later, he was having his first chemo treatment. You have listeners all around the country. We would be more than happy to have people donate anything, whether it be money or if it's time, anything that they can do to help us love on this family. You guys can find me on Facebook. It's Tara Leanne Yancey Bennett. And contact me that way. We can get a plan together. We have a meeting set up with the bank to put together the foundation to get the ability to have it be tax deductible and things like that. In the meantime, like I said, you can contact me via Facebook. You can also contact me by telephone. I have no problem giving my number. It's area code 256-339-7824. Any and all support will be graciously appreciated, will be used directly for Baker's care and for their family needs. Whatever any of your listeners can do, we would so appreciate it. And Mark, you have no idea how much we appreciate the fact that you've taken time to speak with us about this and help us spread the word to help us love on this family the way they need it.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I appreciate Greg C. Washington coming on The Mark White Show to share about his walk and to open up the conversation about military and civilian suicide. We do wish Greg all the best as he walks through 11 states and 1,800 miles to bring awareness to this issue. Again, you can go to gregcwashington.com and sign up to walk with Greg or donate to the effort. You can also follow Greg's journey by going to Greg C. Washington on Facebook. We also appreciate Kelsey Kendrick for joining us to share about the fundraiser for Katie Taylor and her family as she battles leukemia. Again, you can go to GoFundMe.com and search Helping the Taylor Family to help with that effort. Beginning at 12:30, we'll be in Cullman, Alabama at the Cullman Agricultural Center to support Baker Shoemaker and his family as this two-year-old is battling leukemia through Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama as well. The first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and more will begin at 12:30 this afternoon and go until the last person leaves. This is a fundraiser to support the Shoemaker family from Fairview, Alabama. We appreciate Kyla Carter and her brand new episode of Kyla's Corner.
I hope that you were encouraged by her message today. Be unique and find a way that you can make a difference in your community. I hope that you'll share The Mark White Show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. Before we close the show, I want to express my deepest condolences to the family of Tori Springer. So many people loved Tori, and that was evident as I went to the visitation yesterday, and the line was around the room and out the door. I want the Springer family to know that I'm here to help however I can, and they'll continue to be in our prayers as they grieve the loss of Tori. There's a special bond that's created when you're part of a team, part of a unit, and it doesn't matter how much time passes, how much distance is between you, that special bond remains. Today's show is dedicated to my former teammate and friend, Tori Springer. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.